This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
I wanna dance with somebody. I wanna feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I wanna dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed. And we've been gone for so long, I don't even know what episode it is.
I think it's episode 86.
86?
86.
All right. Well, we're getting closer to 100.
We almost made it.
I think the Gloucester cast, they hit 300. And yep. That was, you went to that.
I did with Alicia.
Alicia.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to edit that out.
Oh. So, you went to that, and that was at the Crow's Nest.
Yeah.
And that was the time, huh?
That was my first time there.
Ever?
Ever.
The only other time I've been there is with Joey, and I've only been there a couple of times with Joey, and the latest is when he proposed to Kate at the Crow's Nest last Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's been a while. When's the last time we were?
And then we were on the Good Morning Gloucester Joey's surprise birthday cast.
Yep, we were.
And we touched, I think we just took that over. We just hijacked that
Yeah,
one.
we just
what talked. We do.
Yeah, we just spoke the whole time.
Let's be real. He wanted us there.
Yeah. So it was. So we haven't really been. We have been on a hiatus. We've just been doing other. We've just been showing up other places. I've done a couple of Jessica Brand Alps, formerly known as the person formerly owned. How do you? Am I saying that right?
Former business
of Dinner Dealer. Okay, and then so that is how everyone was introduced to her through Good Morning Gloucester, was that she owned this amazing deck of cards Dinner Dealer. Since then, she's moved on, and she now has A Taste for Living, which is a blog/website, and she is doing a lot of things on Facebook with it. So it's atasteforliving.com and on Facebook, A Taste for Living, and she's most recently doing something called the Waffle Project, and it's how to use your waffle iron, you know, doing different things. So I went on with her. So she did a live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. She does live Facebook cast, and I did two of them. And one of them was an apple cider donut. It was absolutely the yummiest thing in the world. I couldn't stop eating it. And what was the other one I did?
A scone.
It was a pumpkin scone?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been there, and, you know, just my time's been very limited. But we've been other places.
Yeah.
You're in the social media ring still.
I am.
And you have something exciting that maybe you want to share with everyone, because maybe you can get this out, and if anyone listening would like to, join.
Yeah.
Or... Yeah. Spectate?
Yeah.
Any of that.
So, we talked about in the last episode that I was joining a cornhole league, and that has been going strong. You and Peter have actually come out to see me at Winter Circle, which I didn't realize was, like, right down the street from you.
Yes, it is.
Thank you for coming out and supporting us. So since then, my Tuesday night league that I was doing in Ipswich, they are no longer at the rally location that we were at, which we thought we were going to be, but that didn't turn out. So now we are at Riverwalk Brewing in Newburyport.
Awesome.
And I was asked, not really asked, I legit took over pretty much the social media presence for this particular group. And the guy that is running it, or pretty much the one that funded it, he said, I need your opinion on certain things. And I told him, listen, I just started playing. I don't think you want my opinion. He's like, you're a female. I want your opinion. I trust your opinion. I also come to realize that a lot of them don't realize how old I am.
Yeah, no, they
They really
they
don't.
They definitely think that you're 30 or younger. They actually don't think you're 30 at all.
No, they actually think I'm, like, in my early 20s. Which
love you to death. That's a little stretching it. I mean, you definitely look in your 20s, but you're not 21, 22.
No.
I could say 27, 28 for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Which is funny because someone was like 22. I'm like, oh, you're so adorable. That is a little insulting. Also, to be tatted as much as I am at 22, like, wow. Okay. Then again, there's a lot of tattoos you do not see, so there's that. So it's called the Rally Cornhole Sliders, and we post up on Tuesday nights at 6:30 at Riverwalk Brewing Company in Newburyport. So anyone can play, 21 plus, to play in the area we are in, because we are playing among the tanks, the brewing tanks.
So that's cool.
People can be in the tap room, like kids can be in the tap room,
but you can't.
You just can't be you just can't be in the playing area.
Oh, that's funny.
You can watch from the outside,
yeah,
like where the entryway is.
And that's funny, you have to be 21 because you're in that area.
Because you're in that section. Because it's technically for employees only.
Wow.
So anyone that's not playing has to be pretty much on the outside. It's a small area, too. And it's a working brewery.
Wow.
So it's really interesting to play in.
Yeah.
So I've been working with the owner, one of the co-owners of the brewery, trying to get this going. And I hit a peak with my social media presence, and my page has been viewed over 3,000 times for this one post.
Holy crap.
And it does help when, you know, you've got so many people that post it and reshare it and stuff like that. So it's been really exciting.
Well, we'll have to go check it because it's Newburyport. It's not that far. No. So, again, it's another place that we can go. And, and then when's that start?
That starts this on the 20th.
Oh, wow.
And we are just going to continue to run. On December 18th, we are doing an ugly Christmas sweater event.
And, of course, Drake's making an appearance.
Drake's making an appearance. No one knows yet, but Drake is coming out. And I'm so excited. And, you know, it's a little interesting because there's a lot of white guys. oh, it's going to be great. If you didn't catch it this past weekend, I was on an online radio show called First, Worst, and Last Date, or First, Worst, and Last. It's a dating radio show, and it was a woman that I met through my Murderino podcast group, and she started this radio show, and I started listening to it, and was like, oh my god, you need to hear my stories, so I hope I didn't make too much of an ass of myself, and sorry, Mom, and sorry, EJ. Monica's hurt him, so whatever. There's that.
So awesome.
Yeah. Hopefully I didn't screw it up for any potentials going down the line. But then again, if they've listened to Alicia Unleashed, I mean, it's out there.
Right. So, you know, well, you can find her really easy. Really easy.
Oh, yeah.
So the Christmas tree lighting in Gloucester should be happening soon.
Yes.
I haven't seen anything about that. Shouldn't that be in a couple of weeks?
It should be, because I'm so thrown off with Thanksgiving being, like, here, and then a week.
Really early. Thanksgiving really is early this year.
And by the way, Magic 106.7 is already playing the Christmas music.
Oh, good. Well, I have Alexa, so... Oops, sorry.
Ooh.
So I can...
And Katy Perry dropped a Christmas song, and I want to pretty much stab my ears.
Oh, really? Is it bad?
It's horrible.
Oh, God. You won't listen.
Yeah. It's the reason why we have had snow early.
So every year I always post, or I always ask is, you know, what's too early for Christmas music? But not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
And I've asked people this question for this year. Does it not seem like November 1st on the TV, all of the commercials have Christmas music in it.
It has the sleigh bells, yeah.
Yeah, or even...
You had
or
to.
Even, yeah.
Doesn't mean you got to listen to Christmas music because the commercials are playing.
Yes, it does. It gets you into the spirit.
No, it gets you into the commercialism of starting to buy stuff. It's called the Christmas anxiety, and it's called the Christmas creep, and that's what it is. You guys get an extra week in November. Why couldn't you just leave it alone for an extra week? Okay?
And it's real, and like I said, it's really, like, no, it, Thanksgiving is early. It's the 22nd, when traditionally it's been the 28th. It's because they snuck in an extra Thursday this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always on the fourth Thursday. So that's why it's throwing everything off and making
Listen,
it seem
I was not mad really at John Legend for releasing his Christmas album.
I've already listened to it.
Well, see, I'm not mad at him because he gave me Headband of the Day. So, you know, I let that slide. I let Lena listen to her Christmas music in October because I love Lena.
See, I didn't do that in October, so
Christmas,
I, at least I waited
Christmas
until November.
Christmas is a thing for Lena, and I respect that, and I understand that, and I do not judge her. I judge everybody else.
You judge me.
Yes, I do. Because you're not Lena. Bottom line, sorry.
But at least I did
you
wait.
You don't have... You
I did wait till November 1st.
That's still unacceptable.
I did. I did wait. And I am also...
And you're
also,
not sick of it?
No. Well, also, I can only listen to it because when other people come in the room, I turn it off because I know they don't like it. So I'm like a closet Christmas listener. Christmas song listener.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah. Like, I just turn it off.
I told you about... Well, I posted about my freak out in JCPenney, right?
No.
So in JCPenney at the North Shore Mall... They have this one section right as you walk in where they're playing music, and then right across the aisle, they're playing more a different song.
Oh, no, no, no.
And
that's not
when
acceptable.
I went in there a few weeks ago on November, I think it was November 3rd, they were playing two different Christmas songs.
No, that's
and
not acceptable.
My blood pressure went through the roof. I was like, this is unacceptable, because they were also playing the worst different Christmas songs, like fucking... Like, Wings Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, and, like, one of the worst remakes of Last Christmas, and I just can't. I can't do it. Either you play George Michael, or you don't.
Well, George Michael's amazing.
Right. Or you play the Glee version, but you don't play
any Oh, yeah, Glee. Oh, do they have a Glee Christmas album?
Well, they have Glee Christmas songs.
Okay, well, that's one to listen to next.
Do you want... Yeah, play the Glee Christmas album.
I've never heard that one, so I will... Start to listen to that. So we don't want to forget, because usually we do when famous people pass away. And again, this guy was 95.
96.
So, again, when people of that age, like, pass away and people are devastated, it's like, can't you say they lived a good life? A good, long, frickin' life at 96 years
95.
Old?
Was he 95?
He was 95.
All right, good deal.
So... Stan Lee, creator of all things.
Not all things.
Basically.
So creator of what, Tyler?
The Avengers. Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man.
As well, not 2.
The
Spider-Man.
Marvel Universe.
Oh, yeah.
The sure. X-Men, you know.
Every league.
Pretty much. He yeah. was a comic. So at the age of 19, he was an editor for comics. Since 1935, he was also a war veteran. He was wow. married to his wife for 70 years until she died in 2017.
Wow.
Yes.
So she was also in her 90s.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So he's been having a bout with illness, you know, for the last few years. So it shouldn't come as a shock. I think it's not people are devastated. What it is everyone's coming to terms with what this man brought to the table and what... And a lot of people... It developed their lives, like Kevin Smith,
yeah,
who was very close with him, and he was featured in all of his movies, like Mallrats. Like, one of my favorite Stan Lee moments is in Mallrats, where it's the sale. Are we doing this? Okay. So anyway, the favorite clip is in Mallrats, where he walks by and he's like, "Oh, a sailboat," and you know, because I can't do those magic eyes, and I know you don't understand any of this reference. But,
no.
You know, my friend Pat, who I met in San Diego, who has done a lot of stuff in the comic book world, you know, it changes everyone. It develops them, especially if you grew up reading comic books. Also, a lot of kids, they parents gave them comic books because they were easy to read.
Right.
And they didn't know how to read yet.
Right.
And stuff like that. So,
did he... He created the characters, the worlds he created. Did he draw them?
Yes.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
He helped, and
he edited them and stuff like that. So he helped create all of them.
There's got to be a documentary as to why he created these and how they created them.
There's been several different things. You can find so much. And also what was interesting is at the end of his comic books, in the very beginning, it was kind of like he had these things called Stan's Soapbox. And a lot of times, he was also the first person to create the first African-American superhero. He created the Black Panther and Falcon. And he was against racism, and he was against... he was stood for civil rights and civil justices. So he was called Stan's Soapbox, and that's where he would write certain things about... you know, injustices and stuff like that. And that's where they would be at the back of the comic book.
Okay.
So it was, it's very interesting, you know, to read about it. But I mean, he's pretty.
See, I'm, you know, obviously I'm so out of touch with all that stuff. And the only reason I know who Stan Lee is because of the Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
And now I am more intrigued than ever that they are going, because this is their last season, I'm sure they'll address the passing of Stan Lee.
Oh, I'm sure
in
they
this
will.
Season, yeah. So
I'm sure.
Other than that, I didn't really know. But now that I know who he is and know like what you're talking about, makes me more intrigued and actually makes me want to, you know, watch a documentary or whatever about how he created these characters, how this all came to be. So really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, even in Mallrats...
he created that...
So Kevin Smith directed and wrote Mallrats.
Yes, okay, yes.
But in Mallrats, Kevin Smith had him do a monologue about how he created Spider-Man and why he created Spider-Man.
Wow.
And stuff like that.
That was so true.
Yes. Kevin Smith was all about Stan. Like, pretty much, Kevin Smith is a director... and a writer because of comic books and Stan Lee. You know, you got to think about it. There's a lot of, like, directors and stuff like that were because of comic books. That's
right.
What they did.
Wow.
So, yeah. There was a rumor going on that Joe Perry from Aerosmith had died, but...
No, he just really sick.
Just really sick, collapsed, yeah. You know. So, by the time you hear this...
Who knows?
We've been known for that.
We've been known to kill some people off. I mean,
we've killed some
whoopsies.
People. So in other news, especially Gloucester, the plastic bag ban is we all know it was passed earlier this year, but it is in effect
January 1st,
and and this is for everywhere. This is not just for grocery stores, right? Are they implementing this everywhere?
I believe so. The way the press note came out, it was a lot of like polycarbonate, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
I'm
like, just listen.
So it's the like you said, it's the poly blah, blah, blah shit. And so
that's pretty much it.
So Newburyport, it's been so many years since Newburyport actually has put this law into effect as well.
Yeah.
And so since I shop at the Newburyport Market Basket, it affects me directly.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I shop at Newburyport Market Basket, I'm directly affected. So they have plastic bag, not plastic, but not the poly blah blah shit. They have like the heavy duty, they look like plastic that you can buy for 10 cents.
Yeah.
Or they have paper bags.
Yeah,
so,
the reusable bags.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always forget that happens, right? Every time I go to Market Basket.
So I just buy
the 10 cents. And now I have a stock up, but I keep forgetting to reuse them.
Oh, good Lord.
So they're just piling up. So also, another fun fact is I went to the CVS in Newburyport.
And do they still give out the ribbon dancer of receipts?
Along with a paper bag.
What is this? Everywhere.
So it's so funny because you're not used to going to CVS and getting them giving you a paper bag.
I mean, that was so funny. Well, I am. No, so before I left Oakland, in San Francisco, I was a year in of no plastic bags or any of that stuff.
No.
So, like, even tonight, I was at Ocean State Job Lot, and they put my stuff in a plastic bag. I'm like, oh, I don't need a bag. So, I was just like, oh, I don't need a bag. A lot of times, too, when I go to places, like, even when I was at Market Basket yesterday, I bought a bag of spinach, and I bought, like, three other things, and they went to go put it in a bag. I'm like, oh, I don't need a bag. And she just looked at me and like,
yeah, how are you going to carry it through four things?
The way I carried it to the belt in my hands. I'm going right back to my car. Like, what is the point of carrying a bag? I'm like,
okay, well, you're saving the earth.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't need another fucking plastic bag either. You know, I got so many plastic
bags. I have
bags.
The reusable bags and the blue bags, and I never put them in my car.
It happens to me from time to time, too, and then I feel so awful when I do that.
And then I'm like, oh.
But
I'm like paper bags. Listen, I just don't.
To be honest with you, I haven't even looked at Because of Glosser, because I don't. But in other news, Destino's just changed over their salad trays to go trays, and I've experienced it already. Because I got a salad the other night.
And how is it?
It's quite delightful.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah. A good change?
Yeah, it's a good change. Just got to work on that styrofoam for those chicken finger dinners. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure they are working on something. If they went to that change, because I did see that on their Facebook page. And our Facebook page, too?
Because, you know, Alicia Unleashed shared that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Then maybe it was there.
Yeah. We sure did.
But I'm also friends with Destino's online.
See, I don't go that far because, you know, we're neighbors.
Well, I'm friends with a lot of establishments online. So a lot of fun things, a lot of the good things happening.
Yeah.
Thought.
And break. I'm going to edit that one out. We had a great time with some of our friends of the podcast last past weekend.
And we did. John Jerome.
And Carrie Jerome.
Yeah, John.
John and Carrie.
I didn't even pick up on that one.
Yeah? She's quite delightful. I can't wait to have her on the podcast.
Oh yeah. She's coming on. It was really funny that we met up, that we didn't meet up with them. We saw them when they came into Stones, and we just happened to continue our evening with them. But the opener was John.
Yes.
And that was at Stones.
Yes. So, John, you have a few weeks left, buddy. December 15th at the Rum Line. I got a $50 bill waiting with your name on it.
So he's playing at the Rum Line December 15th?
That's what he said.
Okay, so we'll just have to confirm that.
Yep.
So we're able to post that. But also, John Jerome has had the most hits on our Alicia Unleashed podcast.
Yeah,
and the most shares, according to Joey.
According to Boss Man, the last time when we were with Boss Man at his birthday podcast, he said that John Jerome gives us the highest traffic.
Yeah, crazy, right? And now I'm putting two and two together while he just is begging to come back on.
He is,
because he had so much fun. And
must have been that Belvedere.
Must have been. And he continues to have so much fun. So I'm excited. And, oh my God, will he play Christmas music on December 15th?
No.
I'm going to ask him. Oh my God, what Christmas song can he play?
Alicia, we asked him specific songs that he was going to play on July 3rd cruise, and guess what didn't happen?
I know.
So there's that.
I know.
So you have to incentivize him. I mean, I told him, I'll drop a 50 for that one song that he did. And by the way, that 13-second clip on my Instagram has been talked about throughout my cornhole leagues a bunch of times.
It's so funny. And, you know, and it's so funny because I still look at John. I mean, I grew up with John. I've known John since elementary school. And we used to hang out, you know, elementary school, middle school. So it's so funny to see, like, I would say high school and beyond when he, strayed in a little bit of a different path. I didn't know he could sing. And I didn't know he could sing until he was out in public.
Right.
So, Yeah. And I've even been known, you know, and I continue to see him throughout the years because our kids were born at the same time and actually graduated at the same time. They were in the same kindergarten class. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. Yeah. So it's just so funny to how things...
And Tyler, you saw him at the Taste of K-Fan, didn't you?
Yeah, he was talking to all the leaders.
Yeah.
He was playing, right? Yeah. He played the Taste of K-Fan?
Yeah.
So how was the Taste of K-Fan, Tyler?
It was fun.
Did you eat a lot of good food?
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
I was just going to say that.
The wings from... what's that place that's right near where the Taste of K-Fan is held? The Dad Place.
Seaport?
Next to Seaport. It's the new order one. With all the burger. Pier 23.
Pier 23 had wings there?
Yeah, that was good.
Really? Who else was there?
Just Sugar Mags.
What'd they have?
They had like soup.
Okay.
And then there's this one guy who was with like a catering company.
Yeah.
Who had a bunch of cupcakes, right? But by the end of it, like 20 cupcakes, so he just kept on giving leaders cupcakes.
Oh, really?
He was like,
here you go, feed them. Was it really busy like it was in past years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really busy.
Yeah. And what was your job there this year?
All sorts of things. Just
like what? What'd you do?
Take out the trash, and then I just, for the Mojo stand, like the coffee, I just did samples. And then I'd go around and just ask people if they need anything, like silverware, cups, or bowls.
Cool. So you're still active in leaders?
Yeah, I'm not as active.
You're just not on the executive committee.
Here.
This is Tyler, and you have not heard him in quite some time. I don't remember the last one.
30
you were,
podcasts.
You were on episode 30.
I was on 56.
How do you know you were on? Would you Google yourself?
I was on
56.
I know I was on 56.
All right. Well, I guess Bridget, you'll have to look up 56.
All right.
What we should do is we should get audio from 56 and audio from now, or if it even, I don't even think it is 56.
Last time it came on was, it was in the summer, so it wasn't 56.
It was this summer?
Like the one you've chimed in on several ones, mm-hmm. but where you've been featured.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Like where you've been like sitting down with us and talking.
There's like three of them.
Okay. Yeah. So, but they were, they're also spread out. Oh, there was also one we could actually, Bridget,
Talia.
Yes, you could pull audio from the one that was just me, him, and Talia, too.
So there was, so he was on the one where we worked during the summer where he was with,
when he was talking from the other room.
Anna.
With Anna. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
where
yeah.
Where we gave him some life lessons.
Yeah, Anna gave me ramen on Halloween.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, it was great.
Cool.
I still have it in the cabinet.
See, it works out, huh?
Thanks, Anna.
Yeah. There's a... I'll have to do some research, and we'll just do that in the notes, in the,
Right.
Corrections corner or whatever.
Yeah. So I just thought that was interesting. So what are you doing now, Tyler?
School.
Wait, what grade are you in now?
Ninth. I'm a freshman.
Where do you go?
Whittier Tech. In Haverhill.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's way better than any other school I've gone to.
Okay, why is
besides
it
besides Eastern Point. Listen.
All right, yeah, you really did. You went there. You loved that year hardcore.
It was on episode 18.
Oh, wow.
In episode 5.
Holy crap. Wow, episode 5 is like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should pull that one up.
We'll see what I can do.
That would be fun. And why do you like Whittier so much?
Because I like the shops and the options you get.
So far, what's been your favorite shop?
So many of them.
You like them all?
Metal Fab and Electrical and Plumbing.
You know what's interesting is I was talking... What was it? I was talking with someone the other day, and actually it's come up a few times with some men from Cornwall, as well as... it's just where I hang now. Alicia left me. And also, I think it was on TV the other day, and they were talking about how back in the day, men, you had to fix stuff on your own. You couldn't call a TV repairman.
Oh, right,
And nowadays, that art is being lost.
Right. Right.
There's no one to do that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. People are getting away from the trade, so that's why the... But, you know, the tech schools in this area are alive and well. Whittier and Essex Tech.
But that's every time that conversation comes up, I always think of Tyler, and I always think of, like, I'm like, you know, my friend's son is in a trade school right now.
Right.
Or, like, a school where they... A tech school where they're doing that, and they're right. trying to bring that back.
And
it's so fascinating that, to me... Because we have this conversation where we emphasize to our young all the time, go to college, get a degree. But you notice how many of our friends have degrees and they ain't doing dick with them?
Right.
Sorry, Tyler.
right, exactly.
Where's that swear jar? But, like, you know, they're not doing what they set out to do. And it's like, do a trade. Do something like that where you can actually... Because we're going to eventually need it. Because one of these days,
yeah, exactly.
we're
going to
have to go back into those dark ages.
Yeah.
And we out.
You're going to have a shortage. And then you have people like Peter, who never went to a tech school. And he fell
into the job.
The trade. He fell into it.
Right.
He figured out he was good at it. Just by doing, I think, like one job at one place. And... He just figured out that he liked it and he was good at it, and that's how we fell into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, having someone around that knows how to fix anything and everything, it's very handy. I've never had that. And I only know very few people that can fix anything. It's definitely your brain is wired a certain way to be able to do what they do. Because it's fascinating. Yeah. It's like for them to be able to just read
to
something and understand.
Jack or Jill of all trades.
Yeah, I can't. I just, it boggles my mind of like where their mind, how technical their mind is.
Yeah.
And it's like, when does that start? You know, you do hear of certain kids like taking things apart and putting things together when they're younger. That was never Tyler. So where is Tyler going to get, where is his technical mind going to come from if he picks a shop that he likes? Does he develop it on his own? Or was it there? Or does it have to come out? You know, this is a lot of scientific shit.
I think it's very fascinating, too, because, I always joke about my liberal arts degree. And people are like, oh, what does that exactly mean? I'm like, customer service. But you think about it. And I've been talking about it quite often. Only 2 or 3 of my jobs have I ever had to actually... I've only had to actually look for and search for and apply for. The rest of them were based on conversations and relationships that I built.
Right.
So when I was a leader at the YMCA...
Yeah.
And I built a relationship with the guy in member services, and he was like... What are you doing?
Right.
And I was like, well, I applied at Chick's Roast Beef. And he's like, don't work at Chick's Roast Beef. How old are you? And I told him, he goes, work here at the front desk. And I started working at the front desk. And then that's how I got involved with that family.
Oh, yeah. That's how you got out to California.
And that's how I got out to California.
Right.
And from there, I let a few members at the gym that I was working at who weren't supposed to be there... and weren't supposed to sign up for spin before they went to go work out, I would just be like, do-do-do-do-do, like, write their names down on the spin list. They're like, if you ever need a job, like, come talk to us. And I needed a job, and I got a job at the car wash. And then I applied for JetBlue, so that was one job that I sought out,
Right.
And then I sought out that hotel job in San Diego. And then... I met Benjamin because he was like, oh my God, you're so efficient. I would love to have you come work for me. And I was like, I fucking hate this place. Where am I going? And he's like, in Oakland. I'm like, fucking getting in your suitcase. Let's go, motherfucker. Like, right now. And that was it.
Right.
And then other than that, I applied for the job I have now. So,
yeah.
You think about it. It's like, and also other things I've gotten or done. Are all based on conversations.
It's all networking.
It's all networking.
It's all networking. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Now, if I could find somebody to come plow my damn driveway or come shovel my driveway, that'd be pretty
good. Yeah, now you're forcing it. Now that That is for cement.
I just gotta talk a little sweeter at cornhole and it'll be fine. I just gotta keep talking the way I do at cornhole. Somebody gonna come to my house.
That is definitely forcing it in this day and age with plowing and shoveling.
Such a hard thing to do.
Speaking of that, which is really funny, and I didn't think about this until now, and Tyler let me know, but so it snowed here last night about 6 to 8 inches. And they were plowing at 3 a.m. Not only do they plow at 3 a.m, Tyler, you're a sound sleeper though. Because I'm in a condo association.
They honk their horn at 3 a.m.?
No, they are actually plowing. They're actually shoveling you already at 3 a.m. And so Tyler's bedroom is at the front door.
Yeah.
And they were shoveling right in front at 3 a.m. I'm a light sleeper, so I can hear it. But they're already shoveling stairs and walkways up to your house at 3 a.m.
They were?
Yes.
I'm kind of mad about that.
I'm kind of mad about that.
I could go.
Ain't nobody coming to my house and shoveling shit.
I could make so much money if I went around this whole condo. Like, hey, $5, I can...
Hey, you know what? Anytime you're at your dad's, you want to make $5, you know where I live.
Oh, your driveway? That's 20.
Fine by me. Fuck it. I'll do it. Fine by me. I'll give you 20.
There you go. $20.
I'll even make you hot chocolate, too.
Wow.
Yep.
With whipped cream.
That's a stretch. That means I'll have to get whipped cream.
Well, like, now I was like, do we have a shovel here? I was like, I left my shovel at the apartment. And we're like, no, because we do have to shovel the back with the dogs.
Oh, remind me to tell you something real funny about, like, your old spot.
Oh, Lord. So, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Is here.
It is.
And,
praying I don't get the meat sweats this year. I'm praying.
Oh, well, you know, Peter's doing ribs on the grill.
He is? Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah, so we have, So, we're going to do the traditional turkey and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I, myself, are not a huge fan of turkey.
You know what? I saw a turkey dead on the side of the road the other day and another turkey eating it. And
what?
So, yeah.
Stop it.
I was like, Oh my God. And then again, all of a sudden, the circle of life from The Lion King came into my head. And I was just like, kind of rich. This is kind of what happens. But also, these are wild turkeys, so they're a little gamey anyway. But I'm just like, Alicia probably already has her turkey, so we good.
I do. I didn't get the one off the side of the road. Although I did have 25 of them passing in my backyard.
Those fuckers are huge, aren't they?
Yeah.
They
were going into the other area over there. But yeah, so, you know, turducken is not a thing anymore because each butcher wants to butcher you on the price.
Well, yeah, and also it's...
All I'm asking is to debone a turkey, debone a chicken, and debone a duck. It's and awesome. All of a sudden they go, turducken? $6.99 a pound. No, that's not what I asked you. I asked you... to debone each
thing
separately.
They know exactly what you're going to do.
I said, no. So, I'm after those schemes and shit, I've been
done
with that.
Also, it's not environmentally friendly, so there's that.
Why? Putting poultry inside more poultry?
Just meat's not environmentally friendly.
So, I had said to Peter...
Don't get me wrong, I love meat, so there's that.
I was like, is there anything that we could do, like, on the grill, like, you know, keep them busy too, right? And so it's ribs. You're going to do 3 racks of ribs.
Oh,
he's got to put them on before 8 o'clock so we can get them in. He's going to do his 3-2-1 method.
Hey, have you guys gone to, like, Cellar Door for, like, smoker chips? I know you said he smokes, like,
meats
now.
No, so. They have them there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll tell him. We'll have to go check it out.
Hit it up.
Well, do they have, like, everything? Like, yeah. I didn't even know they had them there.
Oh, yeah. Tell Bruce I sent you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody
should go to Cellar Door. I love Cellar Door.
Yeah, it's the best. It's in Ipswich.
Ipswich.
Yes, yeah, we went. That's where I got the Himalayan salt block. No. The cookbook.
Yeah, and that's where I got the chocolate. The chocolate was good.
Yep. You definitely have been.
And I pass by there every day when I'm at my dad's house.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah, because
my bus
that's
stop
where...
Either.
Your bus stop's over there?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Your bus stop's not at the Cello Door.
No, it's like downtown, though.
Yeah. Your bus stop's not downtown, yeah. Ipswich.
Yeah.
Not even remote.
So, I go through downtown Ipswich.
That's not your bus stop is, though.
30 seconds bus stop. Basically, I call it downtown Ipswich because when I'm there, there's these baseball fields right next to there.
So, yeah. So, Thanksgiving will be fun. And
should be interesting.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not entirely sure if I'll be here because...
I thought you said you were.
Hi. We didn't discuss this on the podcast, but have you heard my life story this week?
Have you heard my life story in the past month?
I understand that, but also, I don't know when she's being released.
Oh, yeah.
Everything hangs
right
in the balance.
Right, so she might not even be going to her friends. She might be home.
We don't know. We don't know anything right now.
Right.
We don't know what's happening.
Well, just in case you
are
home.
I might make a stop by.
Just in
case. In the morning.
Right.
Or midday.
Well, and then I can give you food.
Is your mom making, potatoes?
Yes, she's making everything. My mom's making everything.
Sounds
like coming.
You know, I got a couple of potatoes. I gotta see if Aaron's teaching Thanksgiving Zumba
that'd be fun.
Because I gotta get that in.
Our gym, Latitude in Salisbury, they're open 7 to 12.
Because I've been hitting that up, hitting up Aaron's class.
She's so good.
Oh, I love her so
she
much.
She is so good. YMCA, Aaron B for Zumba, go, sign up.
Actually, don't. Stay out of my fucking class. I like my space, thank you. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody come, dance your ass off, but do it right, please, thank you. Don't even get me started. John Jerome, I know you're going to listen to this. Probably not. Carrie, do it up. Whitney, you got a month. John, you got a month. Just saying, learn that goddamn song. Okay.
All right, so is this the fourth Thanksgiving in the books?
I think this is the fourth Thanksgiving in the books.
Wow. Oh, happy birthday to Peter this weekend.
Yes. Tomorrow. Well, you know, past weekend, yes.
Yes, past weekend. Peter just turned 44.
Beep, beep, old man.
Yep, yep. 44.
I always thought he was 44, so I was like...
Tyler, you have the weirdest concept on ages.
I thought you were 42 for like 2 years.
Yeah,
how old do you think your dad is?
Oh, I know he's 41. No,
but how old do you think Oma is? My mother, he never gets it right.
54.
Dude.
Because I said she's 48 for 6 years. So.
And here's the funny part.
Let's start, dogs.
I'm 37. And my mother keeps getting younger. So if I'm 37, how is my mother 38? A 48?
Oh, can we also say rest in peace to the Roller Palace?
Oh, that was heartbreaking.
The fire is gone?
Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, they showed pictures of them demolishing it. It was probably the saddest pictures I've ever seen.
I just wanted to play gangster lean. Right?
It was really sad.
Pour one out for our homies.
It was really sad.
I thought they were going up again.
No.
No, they got rid of it. It's gone.
Torn down. It's going to be a storage unit now.
So there's no roller. There's no.
There's nothing. Took it down. They just demolished it.
It's dumb.
So I know.
So dumb.
So now if you want to go roller skating, you have to go in Saugus.
Yeah, or Tewksbury. Or not Tewksbury, Tingsboro.
Yeah. It's dying art.
Yeah, I'm dying to go roller skating.
Don't roll your eyes. That shit's fun.
Do
you want to live to see 14 or whatever age you are?
He is 15? 14.
Fine, 15. I was actually looking at June today on the calendar, and it was like, oh, Tyler's birthday. I'm like, it's going to be a tight week. Someone's got a wedding because they set their wedding date for a certain weekend, and of course the weekend after is also a wedding, and I'm like,
oh my god, one of those years.
I'm still not over this. And then I gotta go back to California in October.
Next October?
Yep, and then back to California in May.
Why are you going to California in October?
Jared's prison release party!
Oh, yeah, that's exciting.
So, also, just to let you know, also, California is on fire still. So, shout out to my friends in the Bay Area that have to wear their N65 masks. The air quality is actually the worst in the world right now because of the fires in Butte County. Not to say that the fires down in Southern California aren't as terrible as well. But the Bay Area, who is not affected by the fires, with the exception of the smoke being traveled down to them, they've actually canceled schools. They've canceled work. It is now a state of emergency.
And they're just praying for rain.
The rain is coming, but they're not sure how big it's going to be and how strong it's going to be. It might be just drizzle.
Oh, Lord, that's not a annoying thing.
I haven't heard from Jared in a week and a half, and fire season was technically over. And I heard from him the day the fire broke out. And I haven't heard from him, so that must mean he's back on the front lines.
So. And so we have a friend, Sue, and her family evacuated.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, my friend Hershey, his aunts and uncles have lost everything because they live in Paradise. In the entire city of Paradise, California.
Well, it's not Paradise anymore.
It's gone. Yeah. Everything's gone.
Right.
So...
Yeah, and a lot of YouTubers had to evacuate too. Like they all live in California.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of that is in California.
Oh, and shout out to my boy Tremaine and Chrissy. They got married today. The most ridiculous Instagram like caption on the planet. It's like from the strip club to the courthouse. I was like, you fucking ridiculous. I love you. You a fool, and I love you so much. So shout out to them. Sorry, I'm not making it to their wedding party because bitch can't be traveling. You got shit to do. So, all right. So, see you on episode 87, whenever that is. We miss you guys.
Bye.
Bye.